I wake up, I take a bunch of medication, I go to the doctors 5 days a week to get IVs.
That's Ringil. He has a number of chronic health problems. As the rapper Ren, he delves into the agony of his struggles on a new album called Sick Boy.
I lay broken on the kitchen floor. I clawed at the laminate. Pain wandered my body, an uninvited guest. Bones of a home where the devil could rest. I cursed the gods, cursed my messiah, cursed my maker. I cursed all of creation. There I lay, feeble and thin. Sick boy, seven my sin. Have you ever felt
Rin pain? Says his pain can be a gift.
It's a decision at the end of the day. Like, I can either decide that this is the worst thing that could happen to me and I can start pitying myself, or I can go, okay, this has given me a perspective that most people don't have, and I can take that perspective and I can alchemize it and I can turn that into music. I mean, after a while, you just adapt and you're like, well, if I'm going to keep being the victim of this story, my life's not going to be a happy story. So you've got to take it and you've got to change it into something that makes you feel like you're in control, like it helps you, it helps form the character that you are.
You make many references to God in your music, and it seems like the illnesses you describe in your music aren't just medical, but maybe they're spiritual. Is that some of what you're delving into?
Yeah, I've always had quite a turbulent relationship with my idea of God. Obviously, because if you're waking up and your body's in pain every day, there's a lot of questions. Do you know what I mean? So you want answers, and sometimes they're not right in front of you, so you have to create them for yourself. So I love the mythology behind a lot of different religions. I love diving into the stories because I think there's a lot of powerful meanings that we can extract from them. And it helps me try and piece together whatever the hell I think that this weird thing called existence is all about, you know?
Is there a song on the album that you feel like exemplifies that to you?
The track called Lost All Faith, which is actually a metaphor for losing faith in the medical industry, where you feel like you're not getting the answers or justification for something that's causing you a lot of suffering.
Oi, I'm a charming fella, I like drinking cans of Stella. See, I'm living for the weekend, by kebabs and salmonella. Cinderella story raps, the bridge is minute full propeller. I'm Nigella, Lawson, stacking mozzarella. Only joking, I'm an introvert, alone inside my room because my insides hurt. I contemplate existence with consistency in my polo shirt, then reassert my confidence with compliments I don't deserve. I calm my nerves by plotting for the day that I might leave this earth.
I mean, you know, listening to your flow on this album, like, kind of calls back to earlier eras in hip-hop. I did think of battle rap. I hear that you are from a small village in Wales. So how did you find your way to rap music?
Yes, it's a strange place to start, isn't it? I don't know, from a very early age, I just became obsessed with hip-hop and with drum and bass as well. And obviously growing up in a small village, there was nobody who was doing it. And I wanted to be a producer, so I'd sit at home making loads of beats and stuff. And I was like, being like, all right, mate, do you rap? And like, nobody rapped, so I could never find anyone to do it. So I just started doing it myself. And when I first started, I was pretty terrible, I'm not gonna lie. And I was just persistent.
I got what you want, I got what you need. Old school kicks with a new school twist, banging on my MP3.
Who were some of the people that you loved to listen to?
Back in those early days, man, it was like a lot of old school stuff. Like, I really liked all, like, Tribe Called Quest, KRS-One, early Eminem stuff. I mean, one of the first albums that I bought was 2001 by Dr. Dre. And it was the beats on that particularly. I loved the beats on that. And then a lot of UK artists like Plan B, Dizzy Rascal, Getz and Skepta and stuff like that. It's just, yeah, all sorts of stuff.
You really seem to value, like, just telling stories, the narratives.
Let me tell you a story about a boy named Jimmy. 1 year old and his first words were, mine, mine, give me. 2 years old, he was walking. 3 years old, walking quickly. 4 years old, he was running round the pavements of his city. 5 years old and his daddy told him, listen here, son, you gotta learn to be a man. A man, he works for what he wants. 6 years old.
Who is Jimmy and what does he represent?
Well, okay, the thing for me that I think movies do amazingly, right? Movies will create a whole character, make you emotionally invested in them. Maybe more emotionally invested in those fictional characters than you are in characters in your real life. The movies like Scarface or the series like Breaking Bad, where you have this story of like innocence to corruption, to the point where you almost emphasize with the protagonist, right? You almost feel like you're on that journey so you can see all the steps that happened that made that person end up into a life of corruption. And I hadn't seen that done in music very much. So for that song, I was like, you know what? I want to do the same thing. I want to create a character and I want to start at the very start, at the moment of innocence, and I want to tell his story from the moment so that everyone can see the little steps that brought him to a life of corruption, a life of misery. And yeah, it was a really exciting challenge. I thought I'd have a go at it.
23, a life of luxury, crystal and cocaine. 24, he made the Forbes list, they're applauding his name. 25, and his daddy told him, listen here, son, while you're sitting in that palace, that don't mean that you won.
26. What happens to him at the end of your song?
You're gonna have to listen to it to find out. I can't spoil the ending. That'll be more like telling you what happens at the end of Breaking Bad.
If
I just give you the pudding without having the main course, then it's gonna ruin the meal. Do you know what I mean? So you gotta listen to the end.
Your album, you know, it really bears a political conscience that seems to criticize some of the darker aspects of human nature, like greed and pride and envy. I'm talking to you as there are major wars going on, raging right now. What do you hope people around the world will take from your music at this moment?
What I would hope is to just inspire a point of mediation, because I think there's so much hyperpolarization in the world at the moment. There's so many people in echo chambers with their hands over their ears shouting at each other and not listening to each other. And all that does is push us further apart. And it doesn't matter what the viewpoint is on either the left or the right, or what even the debate topic is. The most insidious thing is that division is happening in the first place, and we're not able to sit down, have a conversation that doesn't end up in even more division, because topics that we're arguing about, really at the end of the day, they're not going to matter if we become so divided that we can't even agree on how to progress as a species. The human being, we're the most incredible species, and we've got so much this potential, and I think sometimes we waste that potential when we don't try and figure things out and we bicker over things. What I'd really hope to inspire is just more open, compassionate and empathetic dialogue, because I think the world's thirsty for it, man.
It's a simple situation with an obvious equation, you and me collaborating for the night.
That's Welsh musician Ren talking about his new album, Sick Boy. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Came in uninvited. Two planets collided. I don't really like it.